Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning, Chicago. I'm David Hochberg. I'm your host of Chicago's top real estate show ever created. We are here for the next 3 hours to help you with everything that is revolving around your house. Anything you've got, any questions, if you have any questions about your house, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We love pictures of the challenges you're having because our experts could put eyeballs on them and give you a better bit of advice once they see the challenge you're having. So the phone lines are open. The text line is open. The picture line is open. On the MegaPros call, text, and photo line, 312-981-7200. We start every show with Elwood Bunny. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com to get all of our contact information, as well as check out videos that Brendan and Erica have been doing a tremendous job of cultivating. And go to Facebook. We are on WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago. You could check us out on Facebook. You could send us messages on Facebook as well. We got a couple last week and answered them during the show. The show is built for you. The show is for you, the listener, to help you with any credit, any housing, any automobile, any type of challenge that you have that's come to your home or your business. 312-981-7200. Let's go around the horn. Rich Dykstra Sr., how are you, buddy?
Doing good. Doing good, David.
Yeah, got to get up on that mic. Yeah, that black thing with the cover on it, called the microphone. You got to get a little closer.
You
okay?
Leave me alone.
All right, there you go. Yeah. You're going to be talking about a leasing program that just came out.
Just came out this week.
And also, I'm on social media all the time. I'm posting stuff for our show. I'm posting stuff for my business. And every day, I seem to get bombed with duck cleaning commercials and duck cleaning promotion. So can we talk about that?
Absolutely.
Because I know that's a huge part of your business. You offer that. And we're going into the spring. And for some reason, there must be some type of demographic or some type of, what am I thinking, Joe?
I have no idea what you're thinking.
Nobody does, David.
Neither do I.
Why would you ask that question?
No, like,
Allergy?
Yeah, allergy. There's some type of
pollen?
Air contaminants. Dirt.
There's something that...
Sandwiches?
Sandwiches triggers it, triggers, thanks, Joe, triggers duck cleaning all the time. No, metric. That's the word of the show. No. There's some type of metric that says as we get to this time of year that duck cleaning becomes popular because literally somebody's spending a lot of dough on social media to promote that. So can you talk about that later as well?
You bet.
All right. And if our listeners want to reach you during the show, how do they reach you?
1-800-421-3220 or WGNheatingguide.com.
We have Tracy Kahn from Joe Cotton Ford. Last time you were on, the Texas disaster was going on with the cold snap and all that, and I made a comment during the show that our listeners, that Ford, owners of Ford, the new Ford 150, were plugging their houses into their trucks. And of course, I get some listeners that can't help themselves. And what I meant was that, that they could power certain things. Obviously, a Ford 150, it's not going to power a 2,000-square-foot house. Okay, but it could keep the heat on.
Absolutely.
Right? It could keep your refrigerator going so your food doesn't go bad. It could keep your house warm so your kids and you don't get sick. It's not going to power the whole flipping house.
No.
But it gives you enough juice to get you through until they figure out the grid with all that mess down there. But you're going to be talking about how our, because a lot of our listeners own their own companies, And a lot of our listeners work out of their, you know, work out of their vehicles. And there's no such thing, you know, this whole car industry is transferring out of cars into SUVs. And you're going to be talking about what on the show so our listeners can brace themselves for impact.
Well, the biggest problem we have right now is a chip shortage. I'm sure a lot of you are reading about that and the inventory. We probably have a quarter to a fifth of the inventory we should have right now for this time of year. Fortunately, we do have a lot of commercial inventory because I built the commercial service center last summer. We opened last summer anyway. And I loaded up on commercial inventory, so I do have a good supply of that, only because I loaded up in September and October. But we are really short on vehicles right now.
And we are coming out of this COVID crisis that I've called it. And finally taking a turn, thank God, right? A lot of our listeners are getting their vaccines, are getting inoculated. I've got my second one. You know, sometimes when Walgreens gets their act together and gets their heads out of their rear ends, you know, I have to wait in line 3 days before my time. It's a joke, but
stand I got on one leg.
Yeah, and spin around. I got the first one in. I don't know why Walgreens can't figure it out. I mean, you know, forget about it, but at least
you
I
don't
got,
look any different.
I feel different.
You don't look different.
I feel a lot thinner, even though I don't look it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you do.
3129-170-200. So once more and more listeners are getting inoculated, are getting their vaccines, and we get into a nice area, a lot of these businesses are going to turn around. And a lot of these businesses have not invested in their fleets, okay? And a lot of listeners who have companies like Joe have been busier and rich, have been busier than blazes, and their fleet's been taking a beating, and now they've got the resources to go out and replace the fleets and maybe get service on the fleets. We'll talk about more about that later.
Absolutely.
As well. Very okay,
good.
Where's Joe Comp Ford located, and how do our listeners reach you?
We're at Gary and North Avenue in Carroll Stream. We can be reached at 630-682-9200 or joecottonford.com.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements.
Megapros.com.
I am so impressed, Rich. You've got WGNHeatingGuy.com.
Yeah, I did. And Cooling Guy.
That is brilliant, Dave.
It's brilliant.
Megapros.com.
Yeah, we don't do phone numbers anymore.
No, Joe's against giving phone numbers.
So here.
Megapros.com.
Rich, since you do duck cleaning.
Yes.
I just got a text from Mary Koontz. You know who Mary Koontz is.
I know Mary Koontz.
Right? Beautiful lady.
No mallards, though. We don't do
mallards. No, this is for you. Okay. All right, Rich, what do you call a rabbit with fleas?
What do you call
Get the dump button ready, please. Please get the dump button. Go ahead, Joe.
I don't know.
Bugs Bunny.
Okay.
I'll use that at
Come
the
Come on. Are you kidding me?
Megapros.
Erica? Ashley? Somebody's got to like
it's
that.
That makes you feel better. All right, so we've got a
Bugs
full
Bunny.
Yeah, we get it. Joe will be filling in for John Williams. Never 312-981-7200. Yeah,
kinda
Bugs
like
Bunny.
It.
Yeah, that was great. I like the hole in the underpants one better.
Oh, why does a golfer wear two pairs of underpants?
Why?
In case he gets a hole in one.
Okay, Joe Hogle at Zanies. There's a two-drink minimum.
These are happy jokes.
Yeah.
Jokes you could tell your grandkids.
Yeah, okay. 312-981-70, who don't listen to the show. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. We've got Donna. We've got Peggy. We got Tom. We're going to blow through some calls. Then we're going to talk to Rich Dykstra about his new leasing program, as well as help all of the texters and callers and emailers that are sending in their questions. 312-981-7200, MegaPros, call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jim in Orland Park, how are you?
I'm a long-time listener.
How old are you, Jim?
I'm 68.
Have you applied for your senior tax exemption and freeze and all that stuff?
I can't get a freeze and make $1,000 too much.
All right. Well, that sucks. Is that combined income or is that for single individual? Is that housing income?
That's combined. That's the housing.
Well, have, bring out another wife and knock it down. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Have more kids, right?
Wow.
I'm glad I was able to make him happy, right?
I think you need to stick to giving financial advice. Not this family planning stuff, probably not your forte. 67. Have more kids, yeah.
Have more kids.
Those exemptions.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call and text line. Roy didn't like that answer, Joe, because he's up there in age, and he didn't want like to give any ideas to his wife about having more kids.
You think that was it?
I think that's what it was.
No, I don't think so.
I think that's what it was. Donna in St. Charles, how are you?
Fine.
You have a question for Joe?
Yes, I do. I'm 84 years old, and my front door, I have a two-story colonial house, one step from the side front sidewalk into the house, and I'm having trouble balancing. And it's just probably a small job, but I need someone to make a suggestion on some kind of railing or something like that to get me in it safely.
St. Charles, Joe.
So, Donna, are you saying that the step is higher? Would you like a smaller step? I don't understand.
No, just one step up. I know it's not that much of a step, but I have trouble keeping my balance.
Oh, but I'm sorry, Donna. You want to know if we could put a railing on it?
Yes.
What about a ramp, Joe? Can you make a ramp? Would a ramp be easier?
I don't think for one...
A ramp isn't going
to
work.
No. You're just looking for something solid that you can hold on to. Is that correct?
Yes.
Absolutely. Donna, if you could send a picture, it would help us figure something out.
Don, are you technologically advanced? We could take a picture and text it to us, or no?
No, I'm not technical. No, I'm not there.
Okay.
All right.
No
what
problem.
Town are you in, Donna?
St. Charles.
St. Charles. We'd be glad to stop by and see what we could do for you.
Hang on, Donna. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product, and thank you for being the first caller on the show, my friend. 312-981-7200.
I want Donna to get a hoodie, a Mega Pros hoodie.
Okay. Too. I'm sure she'd look great. 84-year-old sporting a hoodie. I think that would be good.
It
doesn't matter the age.
All people do.
You can't age discriminate against a hoodie.
Absolutely not.
I think Donna should be your hoodie, model. Hoodie model.
Perfect.
Yeah. Next to her new railing that you're going to install in her home so she doesn't fall over while she's climbing the stairs.
We do a lot of them.
You do a lot of a modification of homes
we do.
For experienced homeowners who need that little extra help that didn't need it maybe 5-6 years ago, okay? You know, having trouble getting up the stairs, having trouble getting around corners, I mean, having trouble going to the bathroom. A lot of these things you don't think about now. I'm 54 in peak shape, as you can tell.
In what?
Yeah, well, okay, I'm in shape.
rounds
no,
of shape.
You are.
Yeah, rounds of shape.
Well-rounded.
Thanks,
you're
Tracy.
You're solid like a rock.
Right, let's turn
you're
Tracy.
Built for tough.
Yeah, let's turn Tracy's mic off for that
you're built for tough.
I'm built for tough, right? I'm an 850. 312-981-7200. Peggy and Huntley, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm great. You have a question for Joe?
I do. Well, first of all, I want to thank you. You refinanced my home for the second time. I used Lynn as my person that I worked with, and he was great.
Well, thank you. Lynn Tackertong, who's been with me for more than 15 years. One of my first guys. Great guy. Well, thank you for that, Peggy.
All right. I contacted you in the fall, and Chris from Lundholm Roofing came out. I had a deck that, number one, they cut through the flashing on the deck. He made some recommendations. It ended up I had to have the whole deck pulled down and rebuilt, which they just completed. But he doesn't use siding, the person I used. He was excellent, fixed the hole, got the flashing up, but he doesn't do siding. So I have a strip of about 2 inches above the deck that I need to have the flashing done and a row of siding put up.
Are you taking a
Megapost? Do that? I don't know who to go to now.
Peggy, are you technologically advanced that you could take a picture?
I am.
Okay, if you could take a picture. Well, Joe, do you do that work?
You, David.
I just wanted...
but you're a host.
I'm just saying take
no,
a picture.
No, you're doing a very good job.
Thank you.
Peggy, if you could take a picture. all that. All you're in Huntley, is that correct, Peggy?
I am.
Right, so if you could send a picture in here, we'll capture that, and we'll give it to Jeremy or one of the guys, and they can get back to you and tell you exactly what's involved. It doesn't sound like a big deal at all.
It really isn't, but he just said he doesn't fool with siding. He did a wonderful job, got the flashing done below it, repaired all the, well, again, they had to pull down the whole deck.
I understand. He got the good job, and we got to fix it up for him.
You've got the finesse.
Right.
Well, hang on, Peggy. We're going to send, but definitely take a picture and text it to the MegaPros call, text, and photo line.
We'll be happy to come out. It just helps in preparation.
312-981-7200, the same number that you called. So Joe could forward it on to his team, and they'll follow up with you and give you some recommendations and take care of you. But hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, okay?
Thank you, Peggy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Peggy. 312-981-7200.
Another Mega Pros hoodie, I'm telling you.
Another Mega Pros hoodie? Mm. Hoodie?
Huggy?
You got a huggy?
Huggy.
Yeah, you know, a diaper line would be good. A Mega Pros huggy.
The huggy thing.
You can depend on it.
Yeah, you can depend. Look at that. Rich Dykstra will be opening for you at Zanies. 312-981-7200. It'd be great. 312-981-7200. We're going out to Tom in Naperville. We'll clean the slate for the first round of callers. What's up, Tom?
Good morning. Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Hey, I got some nice vacation photos. Can I send them to you?
Uh-oh. You better brace the dump button for this one.
No, okay. I think everything sounds good so far.
Yeah, okay. Listen, I bought a home in Naperville at the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah.
People getting out of their homes, you know?
Yeah.
People are thinking, geez, I'm going to lose my job. I want to get out of here. You know, things are going haywire.
Right. You got a question, now, Tom?
I've sat on the house for a year now. I haven't had a loan in years.
Okay.
I bought the house in the sixes. Okay. Not in the 6%, as in the 600,000 range.
Okay.
I want to reinvest in this home now. My two-part question is that, is there any programs right now that we don't know about with all these programs of buying a home and dumping some money into it? What are the best parts of the house that I can spend the money in? The kitchen, bathrooms, carpeting, tile, but even more so, I want to take out a loan for $75,000. Should I take a loan for $100,000? And a friend of mine told me that I should pay the loan once a week instead of once a month.
Okay.
Is there an advantage of paying the loan off once a week out of my paycheck? Is there an advantage of paying down the loan?
Okay. Tell you what, those are a lot of questions, and we are up against a break here at the bottom of the hour. But we will get back to you, Tom. Joe, I will let you handle the first part of that question.
Thank you, Dave.
Because you are a home improvement expert.
I'm an expert.
And I am a finance expert, so I will handle the back end of that. And
unless you want to switch.
No, I don't think it would be wise for our listeners to do that. Both sections of that comment. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call and text line. Welcome to Steve Suarez from RJ Graham Plumbing. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well.
So you made it? You found a parking spot?
Hey, there's your microphone.
All right, we're gonna welcome Steve officially back. We're going to finish up with Tom's questions, and we're going to throw it over to Dykstra to learn about all the new programs that he has available for our listeners to take advantage of, as well as duct cleaning. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago, name 720 WGN. All your friends were so knocked out.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We're going to pick it back up with Tom in Naperville. Joe, Tom wants to know about taking money out of his home to fix up his home in a number of different areas. What's the best area to invest the house in? So that's the first part.
So, Tom, what Mega does exclusively is we will refer to an expert realtor in your area. The reason is that she or he will know what's going on in what's your neighbor doing, right? So if your neighbor's kitchen looks better than yours and you're looking for the same price, you might have to do yours.
And on this show, we have three great realtors who are all female. Right. Jill Van Riet, which is Naperville 59 West, and then Amy Kite 59 East. And then we have Donna Sattler, who does...
Come to think of it, all realtors might be female.
No, please don't get into that now. Okay, I don't need the realtor organization. I got enough text messages.
All right.
You know, I'm going to start getting fired on. You know, that's a sexist thing for males. Please.
But men don't complain about that. But my point Tom, is that the realtor actually knows what's best to get done in your home.
Yes. Where's your home located? West or east of Route 59 in Naperville?
East.
All right, so we'll hook you up with Amy and a member of her team, because she handles that area, and you could ask those questions about remodeling, where the best way to invest in your house is, in order to get the maximum return, and then Joe could help.
And we can help you with budgets. So if you tell me I want to do my kitchen, we can give you a budget.
Right. How much now? My part of this. How much do you owe on your house now, Tommy?
Nothing.
And you want to take out $70,000 to do this? Best place for you? You have good credit.
Okay.
Okay, credit. What does that mean?
It's not
$1,500. Sixes. High sixes, low sixes.
High.
High sixes. Best option for you would be to take out a line of credit against your home. If you want to pay it off every week, you can pay it off every week. You'll pay less interest. It's that simple, right? Some of our borrowers have got $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $60,000 worth of credit card debt, could barely make it to the end of the month to make their mortgage payment, and there's no way that they could pay it weekly, you know, let alone biweekly. Some of our listeners pay it every 15, 14 days in order to get an extra mortgage payment in. So the answer to that question is whatever is best for you financially in order to pay that loan down as fast as possible with the least amount of interest is what you should do that best suits you. Okay, buddy?
Thank you.
All right. You have a great weekend. Hold tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Real quick, texter earlier, Joe. Matt from Hawthorne Woods building a deck this year. Should he use cedar or pressure-treated pine? I love pine. Pine's beautiful.
Why?
Because it just looks cool. I like that light wood with the knot, but it's outdoors and it's soft wood pine.
So, David.
Yes, Joe.
Pressure treated pine is going to hold up better. Actually, it's a tougher, stronger wood. So your cedar is actually more beautiful.
Is it? Yeah. That's your personal opinion. Rich Dykstra, do you service Grays Lake?
No, we don't, but we work with Lindemann Chimney and Heating and Cooling.
And you have a reciprocating agreement.
We
stuff
do.
On the north side, you kick it over to Mike Bodart and his fine team, and the south side, if he gets a lead, he kicks it over to you.
We've done that back and forth, and he'll do a great job for him.
312-981-7200. Let's talk about this leasing program that you have, and let's talk about duct cleaning if we have time in this segment. If not, we'll pick it up on the following segment.
Good. It's a brand new package that we're releasing this week. It's a premier program. We bundle the furnace, air conditioner, water heater, air cleaner, humidifier, UV light air treatment. It's all under one package. It's a monthly payment. It's a 10-year lease. It covers absolutely everything. The maintenance, repairs, filters, UV bulbs, anything that could go wrong with the unit. There's no trip charges, no overtime charges. It's worry-free for 10 years.
Never heard of that.
It's brand new. There's one company on the north side doing it. We're doing it on the south side.
So if you have a dilapidated, used, beat-up, tired 15-year-old furnace, water heaters, because water heaters, depending on the use, could go 7 to 12, 15 years.
Yes.
Right? Probably a good time to possibly look into this. What is a typical lease payment on a $4,000 to $5,000 furnace?
Oh, man. That's only about
$139.
Right in that area. You can get a top line Infinity Carrier Infinity system for close to $200 a month.
So it's like leasing a car. Tracy? Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's a lot of people. I lease cars because of the financial benefits of running it through a business, but a lot of our listeners are only going to be in the house a short period of time.
Right.
You know, typically first-time home buyers, 5 to 7 years is what the average is, what the industry average is, and it might be less expensive for them to invest in a leasing program than it would be to lay out a lot of money that a lot of listeners don't have to get the upgrade on the different types of products that they need to keep their home functioning.
Right. A high-end system, you can lay out $10,000 to $12,000. With this, you make one monthly payment, and you're in, and it'll run for 10 years. It's less than your cable bill.
That includes maintenance?
Yeah, everything. Maintenance, repairs, everything.
Got a ductwork cleaning question.
Yes.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
847, good morning. I have two questions.
Okay.
First, I called Dykstra about cleaning my ductwork. They said they couldn't do it because I live on a ground floor condo and all my ductwork is encased in concrete in a slab. Do you have any suggestions?
That's a tough one. That's the only ductwork that we can't clean. We can, but it's very involved. We'd have to pull the furnace out in order to clean the ductwork, which economically just does not work.
This might be for you as well, Steve Suarez from RJ Graham Plumbing. Our plumbing expert on the show. Second question, every time I use my hot water, I hear a loud banging in the pipes. I had a plumber here because my hot water heater is still under warranty. It's only 4 years old. He said it wasn't my hot water, and the banging sound is normal in older homes. I've lived in much older places and have never heard banging in my pipes before. Any suggestions? Thank you very much for your time. Could there be somebody trapped in her pipes banging who doesn't like hot water? Could that be
Or a leprechaun.
No, I wouldn't go with that. But actually, I was just having this conversation with my dad, who runs a building over here downtown. And what is a common issue with banging noises is check your faucets. Check, if you have a single-handled Moen faucet with the Positemp cartridge, what will happen with those is they will, sometimes those plungers stick, they get caught with debris, and then what happens is when you run water, you turn it off, you'll get a banging or a rattling. And I've been to houses that have had, you know, four bathrooms, all had them cartridges, and when they ran laundry, and the newer washers have the stop, and you just, they're not running water and then pulsating. They're actually running back and forth. They're injecting water and stopping, starting, stopping, starting. So what that does is it causes it to rattle the pipes. That is a common issue that happens. So I would check that first. And if it is, it's a real inexpensive fix.
It is an inexpensive fix. I was just going to ask you.
Yeah, it's not.
What do you do? Change the cartridges?
Yeah, pull the cartridge.
Huh.
Yeah.
So the person stuck in the pipe but doesn't like hot water banging to get out, you've never come across that?
No, we don't find anybody that's buried in the walls is staying in the walls. We're just going to keep going because, honestly, nobody missed them. No,
eventually it'll stink, though.
Well, you know, I don't know.
Well, that's the type of outstanding expert advice you get here on Home Sweet Home Chicago. 312-981-7200. I want to ask you about duct cleaning coming out of the break. And then, Tracy, we have a caller from Homewood wants to convert her car to manual. I've never heard of that, and I want you to dive deeper.
Have you ever done it, Trace?
No, I have never done
that. Well, I think you're going to get a shot from Lori. Lori? Lori in Homewood, wow. And I'd love to be there to see that. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're starting to get photos in, Joe. You see these? Are those rafters? Oh, that's it. That's a deck.
No, that's the lady with the siding tower.
Oh, that's the lady with the siding. Okay, so yeah. So we could dive a little deeper. No. You see how it's easier when we have pictures?
Yes.
All right. 312-9. It wasn't a trick question.
It'd be nice if we had pictures.
Right? I know.
Absolutely.
We'll start sending these guys.
We invented the picture thing together.
I know. Mm-hmm. We're marketing geniuses. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. When it's time.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful Saturday, the Saturday after St. Patty's Day, and the river is still green, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
In studio with me is Rich Dykstra from Dykstra Home Services, Tracy Kahn from Joe Cotton Ford, Steve Suarez from RJ Graham Plumbing, and MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements. Later in the show, we have 19th Ward Alderman Matt O'Shea, who has the breakfast, the pancakes for vets. Program that he's got going. They couldn't do it last year because of COVID, but they're doing it now. I'm sure there's some spatial distancing going on that he'll be discussing. Matt's going to be calling in 11:30. Good friend of the show, great guy, helping out police officers, Chicago police officers, buy bulletproof vests that the city for some reason doesn't provide them. 312-981-7200. Let's shoot out to let's go to Lori. Lori, how are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
So I'm looking to convert my automatic SUV into hand controls. And I can't find anyone locally in the southern suburbs that will do that.
Is that because somebody's handicapped and can't use their feet on the pedals?
Yes.
Yeah, my mom had that same challenge. You know, my mom had MS and, you know, hand controls. When she started getting MS, we had to put hand controls in. How difficult of a retrofit? What kind of car is it, Lori?
It's a Honda SUV.
Okay, Honda SUV.
Yeah, so I'm not all that familiar with Hondas, but I am familiar.
CRV.
It's a CRV. I am familiar with this, and there's a company in Addison called Mobility Motoring, and they do all of the hand controls and anything else that you would need for that. Sometimes people have a stroke, and then they can only use one side, so they'll retrofit it to whatever you need for that, but it's not as expensive as you might think.
I think that's where we bought my mom's van, Mobility, something like that.
Yeah, Mobility Works.
Yeah, something like that. And they do great work. It's in Addison, right?
It's in Addison, yes.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, we'll Google that. Hey, Jay, can you look up Mobility Works in Addison, and we'll get you that name and number, and we'll mention it on the air. Okay, Lori?
Thank you very much.
All right, we're going to send you Mr. Floor Cleaning Product. All callers.
Excuse me. Yes. Just for clarity, we thought it was converted to a manual transmission.
Yeah, you don't want to do that, Lori, right? You just want hand.
No. Right. This person wears a leg brace because they do have MS.
Yes. No.
Oh, yeah. Right. But they're not ready to, they can still drive.
Right. Yeah. The feet are numb and they don't have control. Yeah, so good. Yeah, we could definitely help you with that as well. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, hang tight. We're going to get you the a Mr. Floor Cleaning Product. Jake's going to look it up, and we'll mention the name and the phone number of the company that you could call. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Duct cleaning. What goes into duct cleaning? How often should our listeners clean their ductwork when it comes to dryer vents? I mean, that's what we're talking about, right? It's dryer vent cleaning and then cleaning out, doing a whole house colonic, blowing out all of your ductwork to make sure there's all the dust and the pet hair and everything else cleaned up.
Right. Okay.
How often?
Should do it every 5 years. Every 5 years, depending. If you have, four hairy dogs, you want to do it every year.
Okay.
Okay, but now what we're seeing, it's a real rush for duct cleaning. People are coming out of the pandemic. They've been home. Their kids have been home. Everybody's been in the house for a year.
Sure.
So they want to get that old, nasty, it's all dust, dirt, pollen, everything out of the house. So we come in. It's a four-hour process. We cover every register. We run a duct whip down the trunk line. All the dirt gets sucked outside. We got a vacuum hose that runs in. We've got a cover for the door so the door's not wide open. And then with the dryer vent, that should be done about every other year, okay, because that lint builds up. It can cause a fire. It's something that you want to take care of. And then once the ducts are cleaned, we can seal them with the AeroSeal process so that nothing gets sucked in from where it's not supposed to be coming from.
And it's amazing the amount of fires, home fires, that start because the dryer duct system isn't cleaned, right?
Right. With my wife being laid up, I've been doing the laundry, so I've been saving the lint.
No.
So I'm going to do a video, I'm going to do a video of lint.
Are you going to make something out of it?
Going to make a video.
No. Nope. Are you going to make something out of all the saved lint?
A sweater.
The real question is, who's doing the laundry after he gets done doing the laundry?
So I can't imagine. Everything is yellow.
It's going to be yellow.
It's pink and yellow.
Yeah.
Red sweatsuit.
That's perfect.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, white sweatpants going in, that's pink perfect. Coming out. Yeah, it's all right. It's clean, right? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information and to check out videos of our experts in studio. Typical investment to have your home's ductwork cleaned or your dryer vent cleaned out.
Okay, normally the duct cleaning is $595. WGN listeners, we do it for $495. If we're doing the dryer vent at the same time, it's $75. So it's a good time to do it.
Package deal. And they could call now, get somebody out next week, or are you booked out?
Next week is filling up. The spring, always we load up.
Sure.
So best to call as soon as you can. We'll get it booked up.
Phone number?
1-800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuy.com.
Joe's anti-number.
I know. He's shaking his head.
I know. He's anti-number. So now everybody's got to give their...
Especially if you have a perfect one.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
What is it again?
WGNHeatingGuy.com.
Megapros.com.
Yeah, that's Joe. Mine would be... .com.
Wise guy, David.
It's trainingman.com.
56 David or something?
I'm 56David.com.
Who could not remember that?
Well, exactly.
Right.
Or go to 56David.com. 312-981-7200. Go, Mr. Dykstra.
One more thing. Coming into spring, the storms are coming. We just got a shipment of new generators in, so if you need one, give us a call. We could have it installed within a week.
312-981-7200. Are they gas?
Gas powered. Natural gas powered. They'll run forever. They'll power everything in the house.
So they're tied right into your gas.
Into the gas, 15 seconds after power shuts off, they fire up and run till the power comes back.
Which, what do you have, Generac?
Generac, okay. Yeah.
And you'll plug in the vital pieces of equipment within the house, heating, air conditioning, refrigerator, stove, all that stuff.
Everything.
It's freezers.
Whole home transfer switch. Everything lights up, and they have priority circuits, 10 or 15 priority circuits that will never lose power.
I got one of those.
Would you do a service call out in Woodstock?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
For? guy by the name of Hogle.
My Generac.
312-917-200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGM. After the break, we're going to throw it over to Tracy, and then we're going to throw it over to Steve. So, Tracy, tease us with what you want to talk about coming out of the break.
We're going to talk about commercial service and commercial vehicles.
And, Steve, what are you going to talk about?
We're going to talk about the most hated product that's out there that plumbers hate and customers misuse. It's drain care products.
Drain care products. Exciting drain care products. And can you explain why my wife shouldn't use the garbage disposal as a garbage can? Okay. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Donna Sattler from Remax at Home, Joe Cotton Ford, and RJ Graham Plumbing. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-917-200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. The lady called in.
Yes.
Huntley.
I forgot the lady's name.
I forgot her name.
But we've got your pictures of your deck, and just like I thought, all you're looking for is a finished line on that siding, and absolutely we could help you.
Not that difficult of a task.
No. As a matter of fact, from this picture, I mean, we'll stop by, and they'll give you a price over the phone. What it would cost to fix it?
It's so simple. Could I do that job?
No.
Okay. 312-917-200. I could, but do it incorrectly was the right answer.
No, the answer is no.
You won't even. Would you hire me?
A consideration.
Would you hire me to be a consultant?
What did you do with the ants one time? You screwed a board to your wall.
Oh, a gigantic carpenter ant crawled out of my wall.
Yeah.
Scared the living crap out of me. It ate through my drywall. I went downstairs. Picked up a 12-inch by 12-inch vinyl tile.
Oh, vinyl. Yeah, that's right.
With a 4-inch nail, and yeah. I hammered it shut. And I said, if you get through that vinyl, I'm going to burn the house down. 312-981-7200. Scared the hell out. It was like blueberries with legs.
Oh, no, we don't want to hire you.
You ever see those can't carpenter ants? It's like it's literally like a baby blueberry with legs.
I totally understand. We're not
give me the willies.
Did it have a tool belt?
No. It's like standing up with me and give me the one-gun salute. Like, I just went through your drywall. You think this vinyl's going to stop me? I'm like, oh, God. This was 20 years ago. I'm still getting the willies. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I just moved into my house.
So the answer is no. You can't do anything.
And those carpenter ants could, like, pick up a car. 312-981-7200. There's a chip shortage.
There is.
I had no idea about any chip shortage because I don't pay attention to chip shortages, to be honest with you, because I don't have any trucks and my cars are fine. Okay, if you have trucks and you have service vehicles, why should people be concerned about this?
There's just not enough inventory out there right now. And when it comes to service, it's taking a long time to get anything that has a processor in it. So it's affecting really everybody. And even Walmart is having trouble selling their new PlayStation because there's not enough chips to put in the PlayStations.
So what are you doing to overcome that challenge?
Punt. There's really not a whole lot we can do. Fortunately, and what I came to talk about today was the commercial vehicles that we have. When we built our commercial service center last year and we opened up in June, we loaded up on commercial vehicles. And so fortunately, before this chip shortage hit, we loaded up on these vehicles, and now we have that type of inventory. I have other dealers calling me for that inventory, but I'm not going to give it up. I got it to sell to my customers, not right. their customers.
So what would cause, what type of challenges would a chip going down cause in a truck or a car?
It depends on which chip it is. For example, an F-150 has 53 different processors
Isn't
in it, or chips.
53 different processors?
Yeah, I mean, you think about it, it controls everything. It controls the rain sensing wipers. It controls your radio. It controls your heating system. It controls the engine, most importantly, and the transmission when it shifts. So there's a lot of things that the processor does that affect the vehicle.
Joe, I didn't know that.
I was amazed that there's 56 chips, right?
And 53, but yeah.
All right. Well, I'll never see how short. But do you have my red vans in stock?
I have them wrapped.
Okay. Oh, no. I don't want them.
I don't yet.
Regular red vans.
You want regular red vans?
Mm-hmm. They'll be there before
December.
Do you
plan on the prices going up now?
I'm guessing they will. I mean, any
shortage.
And really, with the fuel prices going up, too, I mean, that's causing the prices to go up, too. Steel has gone up. I'm sure the guys, you're probably seeing lumber has gone up.
Oh, lumber's, it's just off that, if you can get it.
Right.
You know, last year, we couldn't even buy that lumber.
Right. So, yeah, I'm sure the prices will go up. How much, I have no idea. Mm-hmm.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. If you have any photos of any challenges that you're having, like this nice lady, I believe she was in Huntley, mm-hmm. sent Joe 4 photos of her beautiful deck, which is gorgeous. I mean, it is a
gorgeous. It is a nice job, and even the underside is done very nice and neat.
I just got to figure up that little pimple mark, basically, at the bottom.
It's just the cut line in the siding.
312-981-7200. Are the price of cars going up as well? Have you
seen that?
I'm
sure they will. They have not yet, but I'm sure they will, sure.
And what's your industry doing about these chip challenges that they're having? Are the automakers opening up chip lines, or is there that even a possibility? I don't even know.
No, it's not like they can buy Frito-Lay and have all the chips they need.
That was a good one.
They're actually...
Wow, Trace. That was good.
So,
I was waiting to use that
So, no, they're actually building, like the F-150s, they went from 3 shifts down to 1 shift now.
Really?
And, yeah, and they're building a lot of their vehicles without the chips that control the wipers and the new generators. They can't get enough chips for that. So they're building vehicles without those, and then they'll retrofit them as soon as they're done. But there's going to be a long delay for that type of vehicle.
Well, that's not good for the economy.
No, and so consequently, they've taken rebates away because there's so few vehicles. We're at 14-day supply right now.
14-day?
Yeah, 14-day supply.
Well, what's a typical supply? Hang on, Joe. What's a typical supply?
This time of year, I want to be 90 days.
Joe, I'm not done yet. And I'm kidding. Go ahead.
But if you think about it, there's chips in everything, right? Even appliances.
Yes.
Right? So your refrigerator has chips in there.
Everything's got a chip in it.
Oh, your house has got 400,000 chips in it.
Furnaces,
right?
Air conditioners.
Exactly.
Most of yours are Frito-Lays, though.
Yeah, I got a lot of chips. I got Fritos, Funyuns. Yeah, I'm good there. They're very nutritious. 312-981-7200, all 4 food groups. If you do the Funyuns, you get at least
not like those.
You get some type of vegetable
those
in there.
Those are toxic.
Toxically good. 312-981-7200. For listeners who want to reach out to Joe Cotton Ford about a new car, a new commercial vehicle, or to get their fleet fixed, how do they reach out to you guys?
Call us at 630-682-9200 or reach us at joecottonford.com.
Quick testimonial, 708 testimonial for Dykstra. Work with the Kiwanis to repair heat for a woman without means in Oak Park during the polar vortex. Thank Rich from the 708 area code. So nice job, Dykstra Home Services.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Taking care of the community. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. We're going to come back talk with Mr. Suarez from RJ Graham Plumbing. He wants to talk about servicing. What are we talking about?
Drain care products and how much plumbers hate them and how much homeowners like to misuse them.
And they're toxic, aren't they?
Yeah, they're not very good.
Not very good.
But it's like with any product that you have out there, if used properly for the right application, they work.
It works. 312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720, WGN.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720, WGN. That phone number is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. So if you have any questions, you can give us a call. You can send a text or send a photo. Mr. Floor Cleaning Products will be gladly dispensed to every caller that calls in during this segment. We have Phyllis in Oak Park, Joe, with a cleaning question. Phyllis, how are you?
Oh, fine. Thank you.
Thank you. What's going on, Phyllis?
Well, I am an antique, and I have antique mini blinds. I don't know if you even remember those.
No.
But I'm trying to find some place that can... They used to be a little more prevalent around, but they've disappeared, that can pick them up, and they have a special method of cleaning them and then bring them back and hang them back up. Do you know of any place that still does that?
Joe?
You know what, David? I would bet on Executive Green.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with
these. I'm not sure. Phyllis, are you saying they kind of like pillow up?
Well, you remember the old Venetian blinds?
Venetian blinds, right?
Right, but these are mini.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They're small.
All right, but there's no cloth on them? They're the little mini blinds.
Yeah, there's no cloth.
All right. Okay, I'm sorry. Those, I'm going to defer to my Polish grandma. And I take them out in the driveway and I hose them off.
Put them in a bathtub.
Actually, in a bathtub, that also works. And they could be outside. But I actually did that for a customer like 5 years ago.
How difficult is it for Phyllis to remove those and put them back on?
Oh, I see. Can you do that, Phyllis?
For me, at 85, it's impossible.
Okay.
But that's what you recommend. I have some grandsons that I can call
Absolutely.
On. And
yep. Yep, and they can do exactly. Well, Rich Dykstra nailed it again. But they could do it in your bathtub.
It's nice if you have a whirlpool tub. You just turn in the whirlpool and it washes.
Okay,
that, Phyllis, I wouldn't
That's
go that
a simple
far.
Way. Thank you so much.
No, you're welcome.
All right, hang tight. We're going to send you Mr. Floyd Cleaning Product. Thanks for calling 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to be putting the spotlight on the Mount Prospect Fire Department. We have. Fire Chief, I want to do the proper pronunciation of his name, so I won't screw it up.
Did you ever?
It's Brian.
Ever do
it's
that?
Brian's his first name. Lambert, I think, is a proper spelling. We'll be calling in. We have food being delivered from a restaurant in Mount Prospect that we will also talk about. Putting stuff down your drain to unclog drain clogs, right? Clogs and blockages, and I also want you to talk about using your garbage disposal as a garbage can. Which my wife does, and I've been. It's not a fight.
Not a good idea.
It's not a fight. It's a disagreement that I've lost for the past 20 years, because for some reason, not and now my kids think, oh, let's just put down the garbage disposal. I'm like, no, that's not where the lettuce goes, right? That's not where the eggshells go.
I agree with
you. You know, it's not where things go. There's a garbage can 4 feet away. Put in the garbage can, but you know, it's got. I'm like scooping stuff out of the sink and throwing it in the garbage can. They're like, oh, that's disgusting. I'm like, yeah, I don't have to call a plumber.
It's disgusting.
I go. It might be disgusting, but it's the right thing to do. Can you address those two pressing issues? Because as you can see, I'm having major challenges with them.
Okay. First off, as far as the garbage disposal being used as a garbage can, no. It is designed to, yeah, you could throw some things down there, but, I mean, we've pulled out bones.
Bones?
Just, yes. Yeah. They, again.
Chicken bones. And
yeah,
why not,
think,
David? That's what I'm saying. Once you
people
start
think they
that habit.
It. Yeah. It's just dump it down there. And people think that it's not going into a fill. It's just running down the drain. But what happens is this grinds up food, and all it does is push it in your drains. So now you have this. You have a 2-inch drain or inch and a half in some homes, depending on how old they are. You're going to have this drain that is going to get clogged with this debris. And most people, when they use the garbage disposal, they don't run enough water. And you need to run, when you use your garbage disposal, after it's being used, you need to run enough water so you can take whatever you put down the garbage disposal. You want to make sure that it's run down to the common main or the bigger main. Otherwise, that gets stuck at your turns, your bends, everything like that.
How long after you push the button to start the disposal should you keep the water running?
I let it run for at least maybe 20, 30 seconds afterwards. I would run it as long as you can. Because a lot of these newer homes, they're not built like the old Chicago houses where your kitchen is right above your basement, which is your laundry's right there, and it goes right into the floor.
So it's got a longer run.
Oh, they have sometimes a 20 to 30 foot. I've seen them as long as 70 foot runs before the kitchen sink line goes into the bigger house main.
And then if it doesn't dump into the bigger house main, that whatever you're pushing down that pipe just stops.
Just sits in the line.
And what you're saying is that could create blockage down the road.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't. And I know nothing about plumbing right. Except when I flush the toilet. Which I'm really good at. It's not good, right? Because you got decaying matter there. It can't be good for pipes.
Oh, it smells horrible. And not only that, we actually have pictures on our Facebook page where we cut out about 30 feet of kitchen line, 2-inch plastic pipe that was solid. I mean, you couldn't even see it was solid grease and food because they weren't running enough water down. And even without a garbage disposal, putting a lot of stuff down there, washing, not even rinsing off your dishes, or not rinsing them off, but scraping them off, trying to clean them off before you put them in the sink, all that grease gets in the line and it solidifies. again, when you've got a line that's running, 20, 30, 40 feet, and people don't think, well, my kitchen's not that far. But pipe linear feet is a whole lot different than actual linear feet.
So it's like arteriosclerosis, right? It starts building up on the walls, and it starts shrinking, shrinking, and then you get a point where you have a total blockage, and then it starts coming up into your kitchen or something. Or you might even, is there a potential for a pipe break?
Well, it's not going to, with PVC, it's not going to break. What it will do is you'll go in the basement and you'll see the weight of it holding the water. It'll cause a belly, and it'll just, you'll just see the pipe hanging there where it no longer has pitch. So even if you get it open and you rot it out, you get it open, it'll still sit there because it just conformed to that. And it's not good. It's just going to cause you problems in the future.
What about our listeners that pump all those products down, Drano and Plumex and all that other stuff, recommended or not?
Well, drain care products are one of the most improperly used products out there. It is the one that's the most truthful in their advertising because it shows you on the bottle exactly where it opens the line. It's always in the J. Even on a commercial, it's always in the drain, in the J. And if the clog is 6 feet to 10 feet down the line, it's not going to open it up because most of these products are acid-based, which means when they hit water, they create heat. And the heat, theoretically, will melt your most common cause of blockage, which is grease. And if it's 6, 10, maybe 15 feet down the line or even 20, it's not going to heat that water up enough. So, if it was in the J, you can unscrew it and clean it out yourself. You wouldn't have to spend $10 for a bottle of one of these drain products. Now, not all of them are caustic, though. There is a product that I was talking to Joe off the air about. It's an enzyme paste, which uses it's like a bacteria that will eat away organic material. They use it, a lot of it, for septics, but it's also used at point of use for drains because what it will do is it will eat away the any grease, because soap has grease. So you can use it in every drain in the house, and it will eat it away slowly, and it'll keep the pipes clean, and it gives off a fresh scent as you use it. It's not that acidy or caustic smell. And also, when you're using these products, people will just dump them in. They'll dump several products in, and you're mixing chemicals. You can really get yourself hurt.
Sure.
So you don't want to do that. And plus, plumbers, they go in there. Did you dump anything in there? No, I didn't dump anything in there. We were just talking about that.
They get doused with the chemicals.
Guys have had their hands burned, their arms burned. Some got it in the face, their eyes. I mean, it's not a good thing.
Yeah, Joe.
As far as the septic system, right there is the same thing, right? So if you're putting Drano in, I'm killing all the bacteria that makes my septic system.
Yeah, it's going to upset your. It could potentially upset your enzyme balance in your septic. So using an enzyme based product, once it gets all the way out to your septic, it's only going to help. Using any other any chemicals, they can cause problems because it'll offset that enzyme base.
I'm going to tease with this one. Plumbing question. We'll pick it up on the other side of the break. Bathroom sink is hot water. When I run the shower today, it only gets tepid. Why is this? They are not running at the same time. Question. I don't know. And then it doesn't pick up. Upstairs bathroom. All right. Another text came in after that came in. So that makes absolutely no sense as we go to the break.
Yeah, but thanks for the tea.
I will clean it up after the break.
Okay.
Well,
there's a little bit more information I'm going to need on that because I've run into that before.
Okay, 312-981-7200. We're scheduled to have 19th Ward Alderman Matt O'Shea call in at this time to promote his pancake for vests for cops pancake breakfast coming up. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Before we bring up the esteemed alderman from the 19th Ward here in Chicago, Matthew O'Shea, we'll finish up with a question from the 773 that I completely butchered before the break, which I'm good. And I know what you're thinking. John Hansen wouldn't have done that, and you're 100% right because he's a professional.
No, I was thinking I'm hungry.
You're hungry. I'm sure you are. Plumbing question, 773. Bathroom sink is hot water. When I run the shower water, it only gets to tepid. Why is this? They are not running at the same time, and it's an upstairs bathroom. Okay. Steven?
Odds are, Steven, wow.
Steve.
Usually when I get that, I'm
in trouble. Mr. Suarez.
That too, when I get in trouble. Usually the most common cause of that is a shower cartridge. If it's a single handle cartridge, 9 times out of 10, it's that. Reason being is they're designed to fail in the cold. rather than on hot, because otherwise, if it, the cold failed, then you'd have potential scalding.
No way.
So what happens? Yeah, what happens is you will slowly lose hot water as these start to wear and fail.
Okay, I have no idea what you just said.
Okay,
and if a listener, if a lot of our listeners out there are home improvement challenged like I am, how do they? Is that an easy fix?
Yeah, so it's replacing of the cartridge.
How do they? Is it through the faucet handle or is it through the how do they replace it? Is it it's an easy fix? You said it, so. It's a DIY job. How do they do that?
It can be a DIY job. The only thing, the only issue with that is it's basically a wear item on the faucet.
Okay.
So it's not an actual physical brass body on that's where that's having the problem. It is a product that they send. If they have a Moen product,
yep.
Moens are guaranteed for life. Contact Moen, they'll send you the parts for free. So
so it's kind of like brakes on a truck.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, pretty much. It's one of those things where if you can take everything apart, you can get to it. But I always use YouTube as one of the examples, as one of those products that it's like they'll tell you how to do it.
Yeah.
But because water's been running through it, and water is the single most destructive force on the planet.
And David Hochberg.
There you go. And it's not going to come off. It rarely comes off that easy. YouTube gives you plan A. It tells you how to do it. And then plan B when everything breaks loose.
I'm really good at taking things apart.
Yeah.
It's putting it back together when you have like five or six extra pieces. That kind of screws everything up.
Right.
I'm just saying.
People got to be careful when they try to do these.
You said, like, brakes on a truck. I wouldn't let you do my brakes on my truck either.
You wouldn't let me in your truck. 312-981-7200. But if our listeners don't want to do it yourself, that's something that you could easily do.
Absolutely. And just on, I got to touch on this because, real quick, is when they go, because they give you all these YouTube videos on how to replace a cartridge. People try to do that. And what happens is they wind up wrecking the brass on it. And scratching it up when the cartridge doesn't come out.
Good
Have
point.
A professional. We could do that. Give us a call, 708-743-7426, or at rjgrandplumbing.com. We'll be able to handle anything you can throw at us.
I bought a straight knife, Joe, at one of the big at the downtown Ace.
Like
I had
a pocket knife or something?
Yeah, like a pocket knife. I had to open it and then put the blade on and then seal it back up. You know,
a razor blade knife.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of like a retractor. Mm-hmm. I got it open. I couldn't light that freaking blade up. I almost cut my finger off.
So do you remember you had that $12 power sprayer for your Moss Be Gone or whatever?
Yeah, that I brought down to have you look at?
Yeah. So David brings this, you know, those $12.
It's a pump.
Dampers. Yeah. But he's like, Joe, this won't work. And I'm like, David, the thing is plugged. All right. So I actually put the end in my mouth and blew in it. I have no idea what he had in this thing. But
I got video of that, by the way. It's awesome.
But I'm like, no. Just go to the hardware store and take $12 out of your pocket and get another.
It was just the point of trying to get this thing to work. It was working, and then it stopped working.
That's how most things break.
I know. Three when I touch it. Yes, Steve.
You know, you mentioned earlier about the river being green. You know who did that, right?
The plumbers.
Yeah, the plumbers, Local 130. Got that.
I think that's pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
Isn't it always green?
Okay, come on.
312-981-7200.
Don't ruin it.
tell you what. We want to not cut Aldermatic. Our alderman off, Matt O'Shea. Matt, hang tight. We're going to take a quick 90-second break, pick him back up, because we want to get the information out to our listeners that want to partake in this pancake breakfast that raises money to buy bulletproof vests for Chicago police officers. And if we take them now, we're going to be up against the break. So, Matt, hang tight. I want to give you plenty of time to plug the pancake breakfast. They got canceled last year due to COVID. It's back on this year. It's a great organization. It's a great charity. Matt's a great alderman that supports the police. He's on the south side. A lot of police fire live in his district. And we're going to help Matt promote this after these messages. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and phone line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
To Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Anybody that listens to this show has heard my ads, has heard me on the radio, know that I support first responders, medical professionals, and our veterans, and also automatic representation of areas that aldermen who take care of their residents who are a lot. Firefighters and police and EMTs and first responders in his district is Matt O'Shea from the 19th Aldermatic Ward here in Chicago. How are you, Alderman?
Hi, David. How are you?
Good, buddy. We 2 years ago, we had you in. and you talked about the pancake breakfast, and we raised a lot of funds for you. Last year, you were scheduled to come in, but COVID wiped us out. And this year, you guys are firing it back up because you're Southsiders, and nothing gets in the way of a pancake breakfast for our gentlemen, our men and women, our first responders on the South Side. Can you tell us a little bit about the breakfast, Alderman?
So this year, it's a little different because of the pandemic. We can't gather here at St. John Fisher with thousands of supporters of the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. So we're taking our show on the road. We will be making, cooking, preparing pancake breakfast tomorrow, Sunday morning, March 21st, here at St. John Fisher. Yes. And then we will be making deliveries all throughout my community. David, we have over 1,000 families have placed orders, all money raised going to the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation for the Get Behind the Vest campaign to purchase life-saving bulletproof vests for our police officers.
How much is a vest?
A vest on the low end, a standard patrol officer vest, is $500.
Wow.
They go all the way up to about $2,500. You know, SWAT officers who would be facing a much higher caliber weaponry would have a more advanced vest. But and the officers, when you graduate from the Chicago Police Department's Academy, you're issued a vest. But those vests last 5 years.
Okay.
They wear down, they break down, they need to be replaced. And so that's where the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation stepped in. Oh, since we launched this effort 7 years ago, we've replaced more than 11,000 of the vests.
Wow.
But we've still got a lot to go. And on a basis moving forward, we need to replace about 500 per year to make sure that our officers have top-of-the-line equipment and that they're safe.
So they go from 500 for a typical patrol officer up to 2,500 for the tactical group. Is there a website that our listeners can go to donate that I'm going to do during the next break?
Yes, they can go to my website, www.the19thward.com, and make a donation. All funds raised will go to the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation to purchase life-saving bulletproof vests.
Is it THE19THward.com, Alderman?
Yes, sir.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. So this year's event, are you gathering again for our listeners that just tuned in? Could you just clarify that? I know that you're not having a big pancake, you know, cookout anymore. What is happening to bring awareness to this and to help you raise funds? What are you doing and where are you going again?
We're preparing the meals here at St. John Fisher. The St. John Fisher Holy Name Society volunteers, about 40 of us, will be making the breakfast. We've got hundreds of volunteers who will be coming up to take the deliveries to homes. We'll also be delivering pancake breakfast to the families of Gold Star officers who have died in line of duty.
Sure.
So it's really a special day where people can make a small donation to the cause and make a huge difference in protecting our officers.
So they go to 3WsThe19thWard.com, correct?
Yes, sir.
Is there a button there, Alderman?
Yeah, they can click on the link there. And if some of your listeners, they can also go to the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation website, which is cpdmemorial.org. They can make a donation there.
So both of those websites will... You make the donation, and that money raised will go to buy bulletproof vests for the men and women of the Chicago Police Department, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, here's what I'm going to do, Matt. During the break, I'm going to donate $2,500 so we could buy 500. We could buy five vests for the men and women of the CPD and keep them safe. And I just want everybody to encourage everybody to do the same because, you know, it's still kind of like on a lockdown here on Michigan Avenue, Matt. You know, you drive down Michigan Avenue, there's a police car every other, you know, street light. And it's a little ridiculous. We got to get back to some type of normalcy. And those men and women need our support. Would you agree, Alderman?
Absolutely, David. You point that out. You know, in the past year, what our police officers have gone through here in Chicago, you know, what is already an incredibly difficult job, an incredibly stressful job, the civil unrest we saw last summer where officers were attacked time and time again,
yeah,
time away from their families, the stress that their families were put under, that they were put under. Now more than ever, we need to support police officers. We need to stand with them. And this is a small way that everybody out there, all your loyal listeners, could make a difference in protecting our officers. Just in the last few weeks, we've seen two Chicago police officers commit suicide.
Yeah, it's wrong.
Last Sunday, we had a sergeant here on the south side. He was shot in the face in the parking lot of the police station. We had another officer off duty traveling down Stony Island, ambushed, shot multiple times. He's still in the hospital. It's unbelievable what the men and women of the police department endure on a day-to-day basis, all while leaving their families and serving and protecting people like you and I.
All right, so I'm going to make a $2,500 donation before we come out of the next break, Matt. Go to the 19th, THE19THWard.com or CPDMemorial.org, right, Matt?
Yes, sir.
Alderman O'Shea, sorry. I know, Matt. I guess we should be formal here. Right, Alderman O'Shea? So that's what I encourage you to do. And maybe next time you could bring some pancakes down, right? You know, or, you know, at least bring some food down or send a runner down.
If you tell me that Rich and Joe are there with you, I'll bring pancakes.
Well, Rich and Joe are here. They've been here for the past 2 hours.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Well, then let's set a date for next year. Next year, when we're back to normal, I'll bring breakfast down.
Oh, I'm never going back to normal.
No. Hold on. I want the skillet set up. I want batter made, and I want sausages fried up. I want the whole thing here, Matt.
Why don't we do a remote?
Well, we could do a remote. There
that?
You go. Maybe Kevin McDonough, who's a sales rep here, who lives in Matt's district, could get off his rear end and start putting things together here.
Here, Mega Pros would like to donate $500 also.
Yeah, listen, we're going to raise
how about
some
Rich.
Same thing.
Yeah, right. Listen. Everybody give what they can. You go to the19thward.com or CPD Memorial. Let's buy these men and women the protective gear they need, who are out there every single freaking day, who get spit on and crapped on and talked down to and disrespected. Listen, yeah. When I grew up, I was taught to respect cops.
I was taught to fear them, which
right.
should be right. But here, the thing I didn't know is that they have to be replaced.
Yes.
And I think it's incredible, Matt, that you say, now you got a handle on it, and I need $500 a year to replace them.
Yeah,
right?
11,000 vests that they've replaced.
Right.
Let's get back to the pancakes. So next year, I want orange juice, some coffee. You know, when we're there, because I eat a lot of pancakes, I want to make sure Matt's got enough batter next year. Can you handle that, Matt?
Should I? David, do you want me to bring Maura down too next year?
I can't handle that. No, that might be a little much.
Join her live.
No,
is really special.
No, Maura is his press secretary.
Yeah.
She's a major pain in the ass.
Oh, I remember.
I can't.
She beat you like a baby.
I could go home and get that. I don't need Maura. No, keep Maura down on the south side. Okay, I don't need that up here. All right, it's just that you understand what I'm saying, Matt. Right? She's your spokeswoman.
Yeah, my heart goes out every day to her husband, Tom.
Oh! All right, we're going to hang up here. Go to, I don't want to get you in trouble, Alderman.
Too late.
It's the19thward.com or go to cpdmemorial.org. Make your donation. Team Hochberg is going to make a $2,500 donation. Kevin McDonough, he woke up, right? Or he got out of the couch.
Is he doing it?
Yeah, well, a remote, great freaking idea, Joe Hogle. Let's do it. So there you go, Matt.
See?
Get a hold of Kev. You know who Kevin is, right? You'll find him at the local.
Yeah, I know. Kev's my neighbor.
I know you. Yeah, I know. You'll find him drinking at a bar probably now. And
That's where you're going to find Brad.
No, that's where you're going to find Brad Ferre, our rep too. Well, they drink together. So Matt, we're going to take care of you. We're going to do a live remote next year. How's that?
That sounds great, gentlemen. Thank you so much for your generosity, David.
Thank you, man.
You are one of our biggest supporters. Thank you so much on behalf of all our first responders, especially the men and women of the Chicago Police Department.
Hey, Matt, I'm running for District 225 School Board. Do I have your endorsement, buddy?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I'm endorsed by Matt O'Shea, Alderman.
Matt, did you know that? David's going for it?
No, but I'd like to attend one of those meetings.
Yeah, no, me too.
I got to get elected to the board. So
David's going to be. When does this election start?
It starts Monday. We're going to talk about this later because there's different factions. You know, there's a four people over there and four people over there, and I'm like in the middle. But I've got Matt O'Shea's Alderman Matt O'Shea endorsement. Yeah, you know these other groups, they could stuff it. All right, we're going to talk about it later. Thanks, Matt. We'll talk to you later, buddy.
Thanks, you guys. Be safe.
312-981-7200. Go to the19thward.com. Spell out the19thward.com, cpdmemorial.org, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Dykstra, I live in New Mexico. I have an aqua therm furnace. I plan on being in the house for the next 15 years. Should I have this converted to natural gas furnace, yes or no?
Absolutely.
All right, you are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We've got... the spotlight's on the Village of Mount Prospect Fire Department, and we've got the fine people. We've got Kelly and Mike McDermott, who own a restaurant up in the Village of Mount Prospect that laid out food that we're going to go get some food right now and then talk to the fire chief of the Village of Mount Prospect and bring Kelly and Mike in and while we're eating their food. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Donna Sattler from REMAX at Home, Joe Cotton Ford, and RJ Graham Plumbing. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This week we are putting the spotlight on the Village Mount Prospect Fire Department. We have police chief. I always do that. Fire Chief Brian Lamble on the phone. How are you, Chief?
I'm doing well, David. Thanks for having me today.
Well, thanks for doing everything that you do. We had Alderman Matt O'Shea from the 19th Ward here in the city of Chicago talking about how he raises money to put vests on police officers, and Team Hochberg donated $2,500 so they could buy five vests for the men and women that patrol officers, or at least one tactical vest. And you've got a team that includes Deputy Chief John Dolan, Battalion Chiefs Tim Cassidy, Aaron, I'm going to say this slowly, Grand George, Dane Finnegar, and Todd Nowak, as well as Assistant Fire Chief Brian Loomis, as well as 75 firefighters and 9 civilian support staff of the Mount Prospect Fire Department. And I just wanted to thank you, and everybody here wanted to thank you for all that you do to keep the public safe and to keep everything rolling and not burning down in the Village of Mount Prospect. How does that make you and your team feel, Fire Chief?
Well, we're really proud of our organization. We've come a long way. As you can imagine, this past year has been very trying for the firefighter paramedics with COVID. There's that delicate balance of trying to keep them safe and also keep them, some sort of normalcy to life. They have to protect each other from each other because they are off for a couple days. And, you never know who and when somebody was going to contract COVID. And then the same thing, too, is protecting our community. So it's been a trying year, but we see the end of the tunnel hopefully coming soon with these vaccination rollouts.
What our listeners, a lot of our listeners don't realize is that bell goes off at the firehouse, and the firefighters are timed. From the time the bell goes off and the call comes in to the time the trucks leave the threshold, then they're timed from the threshold to the site, and then they're timed from the site, and then they're timed from the site to the hospital or site back to the house. Hmm. Okay, so everything is timed, and there's metrics for everything. So when the bell goes off at like 3 a.m. and everybody's asleep and there's a fire or somebody has an accident or there's a car crash or a heart attack and the trucks roll, they're not checking to see, have you had a COVID test, right? They're busting the door down or walking in with their equipment, Joe, and they're taking care of whatever needs to be taken care of. It's a fire, they're coming in with hoses and axes and the tanks. If it's a medical emergency or a car crash, which happens all the time, unfortunately, and there's a car flipped over or something, and somebody needs help, they're not going, have you had your two vaccinated? Have you had your two shots? These firefighters are jumping in and EMTs are jumping in. It's save lives. And sometimes in the course of duty, they contract, you know, the COVID, and they, you know, they're knocked out for 2 weeks, and that puts an incredible strain on your system, Chief, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of stress, you know, with that, because, you know, they don't want to contract COVID. They just assume that everybody has it, especially in the you know, the heyday when, you know, in the beginning March, April, and May, when our numbers were high, and then the second wave that came around November and December, you know, into January. It's they just assume that everyone has it. And, you know, when they go out on a paramedic call, you know, they've got a little more time to get their PPE on, you know, their protective equipment, get their masks or gowns or goggles or gloves. But, you know, you touched on something, too, is these car accidents and these structure fires in dealing with that. You know, it's a different type of protective equipment. They're not wearing the gowns and the goggles and whatnot. They're wearing turnout gear and, you know, masks with their SCBAs and whatnot. And, you know, they just don't get the same protection as they do when they're going out on an ambulance call. And you're right. You know, there's that exposure pretty much everywhere. And it's stressful. It's getting to the guys, you know, all across the Chicagoland area and all across the country.
We're bringing in Team Hochberg's buying lunch for all three chefs of the Village Mount Prospect Police Department. And we asked you guys which local restaurant you wanted to spotlight, and you guys selected Canta Napoli Pizzeria and Ristorante. How'd I do?
You did great.
This Jewish guy from Northbrook, do all right with
that?
Chief, I got a future in voiceovers of Italian places here. So we're bringing food in for, how many houses do you have, Chief, in the Village of Mount Prospect?
So we currently have three firehouses. And we have about 18 firefighter paramedics on duty every day. They're really appreciative of the meals that are coming their way next week, you know, especially from Canton Napoli. And I also was given word that Canton Napoli's excited that we're coming in and getting those three meals for those 3 days. And, you know, it's always been a goal of Mount Prospect, you know, throughout the community and civic groups, is trying to get out and support our local restaurants. And this is just another way that we can do it.
Well, all due respect, Chief, forget about you. We got Mike and Kelly in here, and I just had about 7 pounds of gnocchi. I don't know what the hell's going on. You might have to send a truck over to, you know, with the paddles to get me out of here. So Mike and Kelly, you got the spotlight. How long you been in Mount Prospect?
Coming up on 5 years now.
So 5 years?
It'll be 5 years.
And you guys are married.
We are.
How's that work out?
Still married.
For the love of God,
yes.
Joe, could you imagine working with your wife?
No, I did it for a while. Are you guys doing good that way?
We are. Well, she doesn't work at the restaurant full-time. She's got a full-time job, but yeah. So we got the restaurant right after.
Our journey started working together, so we figure it out, right?
Our journey. See, that's a woman's way of saying
it. Oh, yeah.
Our journey. A guy's like,
your journey went right through last year, which has got to be the most fun part in your journey so far.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You guys survived.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thriving through it.
Well, tell us a little bit about your restaurant, where it's located, what your specialties are, and why our listeners should. You're open for lunch and dinner.
We are.
So not only are we putting the spotlight on the firefighters that protect us every single day, but we're also putting spotlight on family-owned businesses like yourself. So tell us real quick about your restaurant, your specialties, and why our listeners should order food from you guys going forward.
Excellent. Yeah, no. Well, thanks for having us. We do 7 days a week, lunch and dinner. We've been located in downtown Mount Prospect, right on the corner of Emerson and Bussey Avenue, directly across the street from the Village Hall. Specialty in all pizzas. We do brick oven pizza, so we've got plenty of pastas, fish, steaks in there. We change the menu up every 3-4 months just to keep it fresh and work with the seasons. Do a lot of parties, a lot of bridal showers, catering, things like that. So definitely come on out and check us out.
Well, Joe and I, Kelly, had the spaghetti and meatballs, Joe. We had a panini.
The meatballs were incredible.
Right?
What's the green stuff?
That's
the
pesto.
The gnocchi pesto.
That's one of my favorites. Gosh.
Yeah. Is that the best?
Forget about it.
Yes.
I don't know. Is that you? Do you make that?
I do not.
Well,
do
you
not.
Should. Whoever makes that should be like sent to my house to make it. Because Joe and I had literally a sampling of the gnocchi, the meatballs with the noodles, and the panini.
Yeah, right?
It's so hard to pick.
And you've got pizza coming, so you got to make room for that.
That's dessert.
No way.
I'm going to need a freaking nap here. So where are you located again? What's the phone number? And are you taking reservations to have our listeners eat in?
Correct. Always taking reservations, taking pre-orders, things like that. Located at 90 East Bussey Avenue, Mount Prospect, 60056. Phone number there is 847-670-1440. And again, located at 90 East Bussey. We're on the corner of Emerson and Bussey Avenue.
Come see Mike and hang out. He's a good time.
Is there a bar? You got a bar there?
Full bar.
Are you doing outdoor seating?
You bet.
Plenty of outdoor seating. We've got all the TVs for the games right now, the March Madness, so come on in.
And you're going to help Team Hochberg take care of the three shifts of the Mount Prospect Fire Department.
We'll take good care of them.
That Chief Lambert? How come I always mess up your last name, Chief? It's Chief Lambo. Brian Lambo. Yep. Chief Lambo.
You did mess it up. I was so proud of you before. I thought Lambert was right.
No, I got Brian right.
Oh, my
gosh. It's Lambo. It's Fire Chief Brian Amazing. Lambo. Right, Chief?
That's correct. David, you know what? Michael's missing it. He didn't mention a part about the whole downtown Mount Prospect smells like that great smoke from his wood-fired oven that emanates. You know, every time I go to the Village Hall, I can smell that, and it just makes you want to go in there.
Thank you, Chief.
And thank you for nominating us. We are just happy to be here and overjoyed, continuing to be just overjoyed about the support we've gotten from our local residents and just wanting to, you know, continue to be a good neighbor.
Location one more time and phone number for listeners who want to reach out to you to order food tonight and going forward. Go.
You got it. Downtown Mount Prospect, 90 East, Bussey, and 847-670-1440.
And, Chief, if there's an emergency and they want to call you, is that 911, Chief? Is that the right number?
That's the number. Doesn't change.
Well, listen, hey, Chief, seriously, Chief Lambo, thank you for all that you do and all the men and women of the Mount Prospect Police Department, especially Matt Dahl, who was an EMT there, a client of mine, and a good dude. And be safe out there, Chief. All right, buddy?
We will, David. Thanks a lot. Thanks again for everything.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We're going to take a quick break. Thanks for coming in, Mike and Kelly. You're going to take care of her tonight? You're going to do something nice for your wife tonight?
Very much so.
Every night. Newlyweds, the proper response is, right, Joe?
Somebody just said, say the name of the restaurant again.
Say the name of the restaurant.
Continopoli.
Continopoli.
Or Continopoli, whichever, you know, you got to use your hands.
I like that. What was that? Continopoli.
Yes, Continopoli.
the streets it's on, the cross streets?
Bussey Avenue.
And Emerson.
And Emerson.
All right, and they're going to eat well. If you go there, you're not going to leave hungry.
Nope. Bring a pillow.
Well, thanks for coming, and you guys are awesome. We're going to take a quick break.
Nice to meet you.
Come back with more Home Sweet Home Chicago. We like to put the spotlight on first responders, because I don't think they get enough credit out there. And I'm glad that Mike and Kelly, they picked your restaurant. You get a little PR and a little publicity today, and hopefully turns into business and gets you through this pandemic, because I know it's been tough for you guys. Another family-owned restaurant.
Yep.
You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Nothing but tired.
Man, I'm just tired and poor. Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Sally, thanks for hanging out for so long.
Oh, no problem. First of all, before I ask my question, I have to tell you, I love your sarcasm and all the fun you guys have with each other.
I don't know what she's talking about.
There you go.
We got a 3-hour real estate show. If you don't have fun, you're driving into railroad embankments, and then you're suing WGN. Well, love of God, lighten up, folks.
Lighten up, Francis.
When I have you on Saturdays, I'm not only learning, I'm laughing. So thank you.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I borrowed that, Joe. We're learning and laughing on the promos that we're going to run. For the show.
I'm going to put them on my promos.
No, on the promos for the show that
listen,
I record.
Learn, laugh.
Yeah, so I said, you know, learn and laugh every Saturday.
Don't forget listen.
Okay. No.
Listen, learn, and laugh. How simple is that?
It's very simple. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, 847. How did the people with the F-150s get heat for their truck if there were widespread power outages? Tracy?
So the F-150 has a built-in generator, and the generator powered the furnace inside the house. And the heat inside the truck itself would have been by the heater in the truck, but they didn't use the heat from inside the truck to heat the house.
That's a David Hochberg question. Like, if he was listening to the radio and heard that, he would actually ask that question.
You're 100% right.
Ask me off the air.
I thought it was great.
So he knew how to explain it.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Who is the company with home standby generators? Do they need service techs?
Yes, we do. Please, yes, we do. It's Dykstra Home Services. You can go to WGNHeatingGuy.com and apply.
And what's the phone number for our listeners? I know Joe doesn't like phone numbers, but if our listeners want to call.
No, your website.
1-800-421-3220. I did give the website, if you were listening.
Give it again.
WGNHeatingGuy.com.
People remember that.
The websites, if you want to buy, if you want to help Alderman O'Shea with the vests, it is the19th19thward.com or cpdmemorial.org. You can make your donation there like I did and help out the Chicago Police Department defend us when we're down town. There you go. 312-981-7200. Name of the restaurant. Everybody's called, texting in. That was Mike and Kelly from Conte Napoli, right? I had to do the hands.
You almost nailed it.
I did it good. Yeah. I screwed it up the first time, but she said you got to get the hand going. Kelly said the hand. Conte Napoli.
You did it.
Yeah, it's downtown. It's downtown. it's downtown Mount Prospect, across from Village Hall. Bussey and Elmhurst Roads.
Emerson Road.
That's right. I wrote Elmhurst and she said Emerson. Bussey and Emerson Road. 312-981-7200. Steve, what is the name of a safe product to put down the drain that you were talking about? You mentioned earlier, if you get it wet, it heats up, which I have that problem when I get into pools. I get wet, I get heated up. I didn't want to make the joke back then, but it was appropriate now. No?
It's still not appropriate.
No. Okay, well, I thought it was good. Are there any safe products to put down drains to help unclog blockages?
There are a few products out there. I would look at the I'm trying to think of the name for them, but they're your green products. That's the word for them.
Environmentally safe products.
Even though the other ones say that they're safe for your pipes, they're again, it's acid. The product I would say, one of the best products that I recommend, it's made by ZEP. It's called Drain Care.
ZEP.
ZEP. They make a long line of stuff, but this particular product it's a clear bottle, green liquid, black label, and if you look at the back of it, it will say enzyme-based. That's what you want to look at. I like that product because it gives you more bang for the buck.
All right, and the name of the company for the lady that called in that we thought wanted to convert her automatic into a manual that just needed hand controls. You could hit it, Jake. The name of the company is called Mobility Works, which is the name of the company that we bought my mother's van from. She had a Lyft. MS, she was in a wheelchair as she got worse. We had to get a motorized van that had a Lyft come out. It was kind of cool. When she was at the early on stage of MS, like this lady was that's in braces and you have troubles with your legs, we put hand controls on the steering wheel, which had sensors that worked the fuel and the brake, which is kind of cool. You could call them at 630-794-9056. That's just the name of the company, 630. Here's the phone number, 794-9056, Mobility Works, and it's located in Villa Park. So I knew it was in the western burbs. It's Villa Park. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break here. We got phone lines blowing up again. I got in trouble for mentioning, I can't mention that thing that I mentioned, so we can't mention it. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. I know I can't help
myself. You're now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We have Mary in Glenview. Mary, hang on. We've got some Facebook comments. Erica, you want to read off some Facebook comments? You can follow us on Facebook. See us live if you're interested at WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago. We've got the cameras set up in here. It's like a news studio in here. Hey, Erica, what are some of the comments from our Facebook listeners?
So for everybody out there,
hang on, gotta get on the mic. Go ahead. There you go.
For everybody out there, if you can't chew it, neither can your garbage disposal.
There you go. Phrase that pays. If you can't chew it, neither can your garbage disposal. Mm-hmm. What else you got?
How much we love this plumber. It's all love for the plumber.
It's all plumber love.
Plumber love.
Look at that. Plumber love.
Tis the season.
Can you play Muskrat Love when we come back for plumber love? Is that all that we got?
Yeah.
All right, that's all we got right now. You go to You could go to WGN Home Sweet Home, WGN Radio Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. Mary in Glenview, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
What's going on?
Well, I need some opinion on planning. I live in about a 60-year-old ranch. I've been here for 27 years. The detached garage needs to be replaced. And I also have a very long, obviously it's detached, so I have a very long driveway, asphalt, and that's going to need to be replaced. I don't know which to do first.
Where do you live in Glenview? Off of Harms or off of Willow?
Off of Shermer.
Off of Shermer. I know exactly where she lives. Well, not that I'm creeping her or anything.
Well, it sounds creepy.
I know, it sounds creepy.
I don't know where you live. But you would do your garage first, no question.
Okay.
Can you help her with that?
Oh, for sure. But the reason is that construction is going to chew up your driveway anyway, right?
Yeah, that's what we were thinking.
Yeah.
That, you know, it would be cheaper and faster to get the driveway done, but then I'm putting off the major work on the garage.
Sure. I would recommend you get your permit for both at the same time.
Okay. Right. Okay. Yeah, it's the neighborhood, and I'm thinking that's still worth it because it's the neighborhood is a mixture of ranches and McMansions, and there's plenty of young people moving in here. So, and we want to stay here for at least another 10 years.
Sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Because there's great schools there. That's all I can say about the schools. So, Mary, hang tight. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning product, okay?
Thanks, Mary.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right, 312.
Send Mary a hoodie, too.
We're going to send Mary a hoodie as well. All right, there you go.
Not a huggy.
You should design
a huggy,
a Hochberg huggy, a Mega
a
Pros,
Hochberg huggy. You should do the huggy.
I am a marketing flipping genius.
All right, good. Then you just had an idea for you, a Hochberg huggy.
A Hochberg huggy, yeah. From Mega Pros. So you could pay for it. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. 708, does Dykstra install any 100% battery backup power units?
We install battery whole home backup generators.
Okay, they are very quiet with no exhaust and a smaller carbon footprint. If so, how long will they last after the power goes out?
A battery backup, if they're talking a sump pump, I think they'll run 24 hours.
You'll get on a standard decent gel battery, you'll get about 7 to 8 hours of continuous pump time.
Oh, okay.
Donna,
so wait a second.
Go ahead.
But explain what we're talking about. I think that it's two different things, right? So a battery backup on a sump pump is only going to last 24 hours.
Not even.
Right?
Yeah, about 7 to 8 hours of continuous pump time. Okay. It's not going to run continuous, so it'll probably give you a 24-hour window to work with on it because it's not going to run continuously.
Rich, what you're talking about, a whole home
backup generator will run forever.
Because that's off natural gas instead of battery.
Right. Correct. Exactly.
Because the battery eventually will run out.
It'll run out.
Right.
If you have no power, it won't charge.
Thank you. And then the whole house gas backup.
You don't need a battery backup generator or a battery backup sump pump because it'll back up the whole house.
Actually, we usually recommend people to have them simply because the backup pump has its own independent float switch. So if the primary pump goes out, even with a backup generator, you never know. The backup pump having its own float switch, independent switch on it, it'll kick in and send off an alarm letting you know that it engaged. So it does carry a purpose even with a generator.
There you go. Okay.
Steve, Rich doesn't like it when you contradict him.
I'm sorry.
Whatsoever.
Your tires will be flat when you go out there.
If you can find my car, I don't even know where it is.
All Steve knows is that he parked somewhere in downtown Chicago. He has no idea where he parked, what building he's parked in. So if you hear an alarm go off, anybody near WGN Radio, it's Steve Suarez from RJ Graham's car.
There's a cop at every corner. I can find somebody to help me.
Well, you still don't know what building you parked in.
Well, I parked in the same parking lot, so I'm going to follow him.
Oh, there you go.
So there you go.
two blind guys looking for their cars.
312-981. It's all right. It's sight impaired, by the way. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break here on the advice of one of our producers, Sam Martino. Because if we go short at this, we could go long at the bottom. Jake's taking credit to it.
Go long.
Go long. 312-981-7200. We have Lynn from Grays Lake, Tom from Arlington Heights, Mike from Glenview. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, phone, and text line. Quick email as well from Mary Ellen. Enjoying your show today. I get behind the VEST initiative. It's such a wonderful, worthy cause. So I would like for you to take $500 from the money that is being returned to me from the Cook County Assessor's tax refund and buy an additional vest. How about that? Our listeners are supporting our men and women in blue, which we should all do, and we should, more importantly, respect the job that the first responders do for us to keep us safe and out of trouble every single day. 312-981-7200 is MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Muskrat, muskrat, candlelight, doing the town and doing it right in the evening. It's pretty pleasing.
Plumber love. Instead of muskrat, you could put plumber in there.
Don't hate on me.
A lot of I know. I'm. You have a theme song now. It's good.
Every good hero has one.
Every good hero. A lot of things happened during that song back in the '70s. Right, Rich?
Oh, absolutely.
312-981-7200.
Captain Antonio.
He's like, absolutely. I remember 1967 Chevelle. 630. Noisy plumbing person needs to shut up. Here's a texter who's a plumbing expert. I want your opinion based upon what this texter said. 630, the noisy plumbing person needs to shut off main water valve, drain the whole system down from the highest faucet through the lowest faucet, then slowly turn the main on and let air out at each faucet, working from the lowest. This will refill the air chamber in each faucet with air and stop the hammering. No. Muskrat love.
No. And honestly, I say that, I'm not being crude, but here's the thing. When the house is an older house, she said, the house tells you pretty much what you need to know. And if the house was having this problem, and it was the air chambers, it would continuously have this problem since the house was built. Everybody would have this problem. But you have to look at, when first rule of diagnosing an issue, what changed. If it just started, something happened to start it. This is not something that has been happening. Unless it has been happening, there's limited information there, but my guess it's something recent that was done, and filling, draining the pipes down in the air chambers won't help.
I'm sticking with the guy stuck in the pipes, Joe. That's what I'm going with. 312-981-7200, 312-981, because of my extensive plumbing background. 312-981, which is nothing, except going to the bathroom and showering every morning, and maybe sometime at night.
As long as it works.
Right. It's all right. I could deconstruct anything. It's the putting back stuff that's a challenge for me. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call and text line. Heaviest truck that you could service, lift up with the new service bays that you guys put in at Joe Cotton Ford.
At 52,000 pounds is the heaviest lift we have, and the F650s and 750s, the highest GVW gross vehicle weight is 42,000 pounds, so we can lift anything that we can sell.
Does it have to be a Ford truck? Can it be a Chevy? Can it be a Great Dane or whatever the hell they are? Whatever.
We can lift anything. I mean, it actually lifts it up by the wheels, by the tires it goes under.
But can you service any other truck, or is it only Ford?
I can't do warranty work on anything non-Ford, but I can service any vehicle. And we also work on motorhomes too, so some of those get to be pretty long as well.
Oh, good. That's
so you can bring yours down, Joe. Important.
I don't have one.
Oh.
But when I get one.
Yeah.
No, but you know what, Trey? That is a good to know, that you can do motorhomes.
Mm-hmm.
You and I should get a motorhome and just travel the country together. Just
a radio show in it.
No radio show. Just me and Joe talking and holding
it'll
hands.
It'll be remote. We'll be on air.
Yeah.
Where's awesome. The muskrat love here?
Don't worry about it. We got our own special theme song there. Stay in your lane.
Wow, Steve, you got to stay in your lane.
Okay. Stay in your lane, buddy.
I'm sorry.
I've got, That's the song. 312-981. I couldn't find the clicker, but that would be our theme song. 312-981-7200. Lynn and Gray's Lake, you have a question.
I do. I spoke to you in December, by the way. Thank you for helping us with the latex flooring problem that adhered to the hardwood floors.
Sure.
Anyway, so I think about 12 years ago, I went through you at wherever you were at the time and refinanced our house. Mortgage company got picked up, blah, blah, blah. Ditech finally picked it up. And they went bankrupt.
What do you owe?
119.
What's your rate?
Here's my problem. 362.
Okay. What's your problem?
So the problem is this company, Loan Services New Res, picked up the bankrupt stuff from Ditech.
Right.
I have been sending in my payments in a very timely manner.
And they've lost it.
But they seem to be holding. Well, they lost one,
yep.
So that was about 3 or 4 months ago. Never returned. I have return addresses on all of it. But every month, they seem to be holding it longer. So I sent in my last payment February 28th. All the other checks that I sent in were all deposited by March 3rd. And this one doesn't appear now until March 17th. But this has been happening. This isn't new. They're holding them, and then they get them. But they don't apply them to my account, so they applied it on February 12th, or they got it on February 12th, and they cashed it, but they don't put it on my account saying that they received the money. So Monday's a holiday, and I'm going, where's my check? You know,
what's your home worth? What's your home worth, Lynn?
In today's market, probably a lot more than it would be in tomorrow's market.
Okay, well, that's
about 200,000. You know, 200 grand. Half-acre lot in town, Gray's Lake.
Okay, you have any debt you want to pay off or no?
Nope.
And you've been in it for 12 years?
Debt-free, and I've been in our house? No, we've been in our house for 40 years.
Okay, how long have you been in this loan?
Through New Res or through, so about 10 or 12 years.
Right, so you've been in loan for 12 years. So the best thing for you to do if you want to get away from New Res is to take a look at possibly doing a shorter term loan and seeing if it makes sense. Because a 30-year fix today, that's where you'll be in the rate if you want to get a full closing cost credit. So your best play if you want to get away from New Res is to look at a shorter term loan. Okay? Whoops, hang on. Okay, Lynn?
So does this sound unusual? Does this sound like something creepy seem to be paying?
Well, here, there's been challenges with the...
I know you can't tell, but it's just sure. I mean, for 3 or 4 months in a row, the same thing.
I understand. There's been challenges with the Postal Service ever since the middle part of last year when there were changes in the Postal Service. I'm not getting political. I'm just making a statement that the mail's been taking longer to get to where it's going, and it might take longer to get it processed. So does it make sense to me? No. That's why I pay my mortgage online, so I don't have to mail it in and deal with that nonsense. So you might want to look at paying it online, see if that speeds it up. Or we could take a look at moving you to another servicer. Because what?
If financially that makes sense, we're not planning on staying. When my daughter moves, we're moving. So.
Okay. How long is that?
You know, they've kind of got a 3 or 4 year window, it looks like.
Okay. Well, here, we could run the numbers. I only got a couple minutes left. I got to get to Tom and Mike, so I'll pick you up. I'll give you a call after the show. We're going to jump out to... Hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. We're going to jump out to Tom in Arlington Heights. Hey, Tom, you got a humidity issue.
Yeah. So what happened was we put a new furnace in, and this happened to us before we had the furnace, so it's an ongoing issue. When we put the air conditioner on and we blast the air conditioner, it cools the house beautifully. Everything is done right. There's one section in the house where we feel like we have almost a mildew smell, but it's a smell from the it's just a wet smell, you know, and it's only in one section of the house. Got it?
Got it.
There.
Okay, it could be ductwork. There could be a problem with the ductwork. Where does the ductwork run, in the basement or crawl space?
It's in a basement, and it goes underneath. It's actually the only place we smell it is underneath the steps. We have a bi-level, and it's underneath the steps that go from the main level to the family room. Okay. And I had the heating and air conditioning guy out, and he said he couldn't figure it out.
My wife had a guy come out and clean the ducts, and that didn't seem to make any difference. And like I said, the air conditioner is relatively new now. It's probably 2 years old, maybe three.
That probably doesn't have a whole lot to do with it. You might want to call PermaSeal. It sounds like a PermaSeal issue. You know, okay. You're getting a moisture in from somewhere. If it was the air conditioner, it'd be through the whole house, not just one room.
Okay. But it only happens, though, when the house is air conditioned.
Okay. When the air conditioning on is the only reason, is the only time it smells.
Well, once it warms up.
I have a simple, don't turn the air conditioner on.
Or sell the house.
Or sell the house.
Yeah, right. That's not going to happen.
All right, there you go.
Once it warms up, if you'd like, we can come out, we can do a clean and check on the AC and take a look at the whole system, if you'd like. You can get a hold of us at WGNheatingguy.com.
Bam.
And we can do it.
All right. Thanks for calling. Hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Mike, you got 30 seconds because the show's over in 90 seconds. Go.
Got a question concerning cleaning the ducts. Do we also need to seal them? The house is 20 years old. I don't want someone to be doing something that doesn't need to be done, but I'd like to know, how do we know if we need to seal it or not?
All the ductwork leaks. Any ductwork you have in your house leaks. It is a great idea to have it sealed after it's cleaned.
You offer that?
Yes, we do. You can do a clean and seal for $23.99. We can come out to your house, get you in probably within a week.
Phone number?
1-800-421-3220 or WGNheatingguy.com.
Tracy Kahn, Joe Comfort. If our listeners want to reach out to you for any type of truck or car buy, sell, service, how do they reach you?
They call me at 630-682-9200 or at joecottonford.com.
Steve Suarez, Muskrat Plumber. If our listener from RJ Graham Plumbing, if our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
You can reach us at rjgrahamplumbing.com or at 708-743-7426.
I wonder what they're going to remember.
You know what? Probably on Facebook. I mean,
of course.
Pretty popular.
RJGrahamPlumbing.com.
RJGrahamPlumbing.com.
MegaPros, Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements.
Did you have a good day? Did you have a good day today, David?
I have a good day every day.
Did you? All right, but you're
MegaPros.com.
I've got this on a continual loop.
MegaPros.com.
Instead of a wave machine, that's what you listen to.
I think that's the greatest song ever. You can be having the most disastrous day ever.
I am.
And you hear this?
Yeah.
It gets a little better, but you pop that.
It gets better. Bring it. Better and better.
You've been listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. I'm David Hochberg. I appreciate you guys taking part of your Saturday to listen to our show and support us. Good luck to all of your basketball picks in the tournament. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back next Saturday.
6-2 is 8. Come on, baby, don't you make me laugh.